Hi friends, welcome, welcome, welcome to the Mama.Wife Life Podcast. I'm your host, Brittany, and each week we'll be gabbing, bragging, and unpacking about life. So grab yourself a drink, get yourself comfortable, and get ready to be inspired. Hi everybody, so thank you so much for tuning back in to the Mama.Wife Life Podcast. This episode is probably not going to be as lengthy as my last few. I've been feeling a bit under the weather, so I apologize if I sound kind of funny. But I wanted to talk about a few different topics. The one thing that I wanted to talk about was the issues that I've been having with my children. And I'm sure there's many parents out there that have the same issues that I have been having. But I've been noticing that I've been having to do a lot of what I call SOS. I got it off of one of the nanny shows that I watch because it's one of my favorite things to trash TV watch. That amongst other things like 90 Day Fiancé, but that'll be a whole other podcast. And so SOS is step out, observe, and step back in. And so I've been trying to do that with my children because I've been dealing with a lot of stress and anxiety and feeling really overwhelmed and not really knowing what my next step is going to be, because right now our life is kind of hectic and everybody knows how fun it is when you're feeling anxious, you're feeling stressed out, your life is feeling like it's upside down, and you have two little humans that feed off of your energy, right? Like you have to notice that when you're feeling anxious or if you're feeling upset, any type of big emotions that we feel as adults, we've grown up and we've learned how to filter them for the most part. There's sometimes where we just have to act crazy because that's just who we are as humans. None of us are perfect. But all in all, I've been noticing that I have to really learn to take a step back and calm down because I'm feeling so overwhelmed with what's going on currently. And so the SOS tactic that I've been using has been working pretty well because it gives me a minute to step back, observe, and ask some questions about what's going on, because I very rarely am in the room when things are going on with my kids because they act pretty good when I'm around. But it's like as soon as I go to leave the room, my oldest will go over and take a toy from his brother, or my youngest will go over and he'll start touching a toy and my oldest will freak out and it becomes like a big, like everyone's being murdered and they're gonna die. So I've been starting this, you know, SOS thing. And I've been trying to apply it to other situations because with my husband, God love him, he has been unemployed for a little bit and he has been home. And you would think that having another adult home would be magical and great. And it is, but I have come to learn that as I've gotten older, having kids, being married, I really like being by myself in like the most nicest way that I could say that. Like I like to have my quiet time. Right now my kids are sleeping. My husband currently got a job and so he's working like 11 to 11. So I get to put the kids to bed. I get to come downstairs. I get to clean. And I've been feeling like this anxiousness that I've been dealing with is kind of starting to lift and go away. And I don't know, like I really haven't thought too much about it, but I'm wondering if it's because I'm so used to being the one in charge. I'm used to being the one that has a routine because I'm used to being the one that just calls the shots when I'm home with the kids because I run such a tight ship. It's like we wake up, we have breakfast, and then we start doing stuff. Like today, I packed up the kids and we went for an hour-long walk one way to the grocery store. And when my husband's home, we don't do that type of stuff. Like I'll do it, but then when I come home, I feel discouraged because the house is kind of in a mess. And I don't think he even intentionally does it because it's not like it's in a complete like disaster. But he wants to fill the sink up with all the dirty dishes, all of them. And unfortunately, in this house that we live in, we have a massively huge farmhouse sink. So for whatever reason, I don't know why, but he likes to, he'll make food, thank God. right? I don't want to sound like I'm complaining, but I'm very meticulous about my environment. And I find that if my house isn't clean or my bedroom's not clean or my bed's not been made, and it's really funny because before I had kids, I could have my house in like a relatively like messy state and I really wouldn't care. Now I have kids and a husband and all that other fun responsibility, and I need the house to be in a relatively good state of flowing energy, if that is the correct term. I'm not sure. But having him going to work the last couple days, I have felt so relaxed and so good. I put the kids to bed last night and they helped me clean up their toys. And then we went upstairs, we brushed our teeth, we got in our PJs, and they were both in bed by 7:30 and they slept. And so I came downstairs, and because they helped me clean up all their toys, I was able to sweep and I vacuumed my couch and I vacuumed the carpet. I took the garbages out. I did a bunch of stuff. And when I'm home and my husband's home, I think my expectation, which is that's a me problem. It's not really a him problem. It's a me thing that I probably need to work on if you want me to be completely frank with you, is that I expect him to carry half the load all the time. All of the time, if you're home, you do, like, if I have to go pee, then you watch the kids and, like, you need to watch them. And so sometimes I've come to notice that his brain doesn't work the same as mine. I am ADHD, so I can see things. I'm very visual in my head, which is funny. I saw recently this little ad thing about how some people don't see the visions in their head that like I do. So when I'm thinking, I'm like, okay, I'm going to move this table here. I'm going to sweep here. I have this stuff. Like I'm literally having visions of like, okay, I have this. I have to do laundry, and I have a picture of like, okay, I have my bedroom and it's a mess. I'm going to put all of the stuff away and it's going to be clean. And a lot of people don't have that. And so I'm wondering if that's because he doesn't have the same thing as me, like him. He's very laid back. He's just like, oh, it's fine. Like, I'll put the dishes in the dishwasher when I'm ready to. And I'm like, no, put the dishes in the dishwasher now, because I can't leave the kitchen and go upstairs and continue on with my next hobby, or not hobby, but like my next thing I have to do, like put the kids to bed or switch over laundry or make the beds or whatever, and have a mess downstairs. And I've always wanted to be a stay-at-home mom. That's something that I've always wanted to do. And it's because I'm good at taking care of the house. I'm good at cleaning and organizing and doing that type of stuff. But by golly, I'm telling you right now, folks, having my husband home with my children, it will drive you to drink. It's so true. It'll drive you to drink. And I love him. Don't get me wrong. I truly do. But I cannot tell you the happy dance that I did when he left to go to work. I was so happy because I was like, I get to have some alone time. Because before he worked in Toronto and he was gone from, you know, 7:30, 8 o'clock in the morning, and he wouldn't come home until about 9 o'clock at night. And so I still had that alone time because I would wake up with the kids, we would hang out, do stuff, and then I would put them to bed, and I would have like 2 hours every night, sometimes three, of just being alone. That I could clean, I could lay on the couch, I could watch my show. And that, because that's a whole other thing. Like we have a basement with the big screen downstairs, and we don't go downstairs. But it's probably also because I'm cheap. So if like he's wherever my husband usually is I usually gravitate to, just because I'm like, well, I don't want to have all the lights on and two TVs on. Like that costs money, hydro costs money. And that's how my brain works. And so I will be rushing to get things done so I can catch him when he's not in the living room, and I can plop myself on the couch and put on my show. And my husband will come in, and he'll come in and he'll be, oh my goodness, is this Law & Order SVU? Or oh my goodness, is this 90 Day Fiancé? Or oh my goodness, is this Married at First Sight or The Circle? Which was actually, he enjoyed The Circle. Yeah, it's I'm enjoying not having my husband at home. I'm happy that he's working, and I'm noticing such a significant change in how it's making me feeling like I have control again. And it's so stupid because it's like I have control over doing the dishes. I have control over sweeping the floor. Like, that's just ridiculous. But it makes, like, that stuff, it makes me feel good. Because it's like, it feels like I'm sweeping the spider webs out of my brain and getting everything clear and, like, happy before I go to my next task. And leading to that, I put the kids to bed. And I don't know, some of you that listen to my podcast know me in real life. You follow me on Instagram, and or you really know me and we become friends and you're on my Facebook. My house is haunted. And I have a little boy that lives here. Well, not lives here, but his spirit does. And a woman. And they make quite a bit of noise. Like, when I was trying to get set up here today to record this, I kept hearing what sounded like somebody going up and down my basement stairs. And I kept going downstairs and looking because we had the doors open today when we came home from our big long walk to go get groceries. And I was like, well, maybe a cat ran in, because there's a lot of houses around here that have outdoor cats, because we live so close to the river. We tend to have problems with rats. So I was like, maybe a cat ran in the house, because I heard a cat, like, meow, and thump, 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 but there's no cat in my house. And hearing, like, these weird little noises. And it's weird because we moved into this house and I have not had the time to get used to all the noises and the sounds and the little, like, bumps and creaks that the house makes. Because when we first were here and the kids were downstairs and I was coming up the stairs and I heard this weird noise, and it sounded like somebody walking down my hallway in my, like, on my main floor. And I was like, what is going on? Because I believe in ghosts, clearly. I believe in aliens. I don't know if you do. but I like to try and be like, okay, is that a ghost or a spirit? Or is it my house? Like, I try to debunk it. So I came upstairs, and after investigating and whatever, I figured out that because we have radiant heat, because the house was built in the 1920s, we don't have, like, a furnace. So radiant heats with water. And so when the hot water goes through our kitchen here, it has heated floors. And so when the heat kicks in downstairs, then it starts to make these, like, weird, like, creaking noises throughout the house. So I debunked that. That was a bit scary at first, but yeah, I figured that one out. But there's been time, like, I've come downstairs and there's, like, this little boy, and he's wearing, like, a paper boy hat and suspenders, white shirt, and, like, those, like, brown pants that you see from on all those, like, 1930s movies, right? I don't even know if that's the right time, but I've seen him in my kitchen. And when we first moved in here, I had a woman's voice, very raspy, woke me up and said, "Your children." And it scared the living bejesus out of me. And I thought someone broke into my house and was in my room. And I was like, holy mother of God, there's somebody in my room. And obviously there wasn't. And so I kind of just was like, all right, I don't know if that was real or not, but whatever. And so I was talking to my landlord when he came by the one day, because we don't own this beautiful house, we rent. And I was asking him, and I was like, hey, so do you guys have any ghosts in your house? And the expression on his face, it was almost like, holy shit, she knows. Or holy shit, how does she know? And he was saying that when he was doing renovations, I guess back in the 20s, when you owned a radio, and if you were a woman, you had to actually have a license to own one. So you couldn't just, like, go out to your store and be like, I would like to have a radio, please. You had to have, like, a license. It was hidden, right? Women weren't supposed to have them, apparently, from what he told me. I haven't done research on this. I could be just telling you lies, but this is what he told me. I'm like, oh, okay. And then he was saying that they were pulling up floorboards and found a pearl necklace in the floor. So the radio thing was in the wall. The pearls were in the floor. And so I was like, oh, cool. So are they still in the house? And he said, no, we took them when we moved. And immediately I was like, that is probably why all the stuff has been a little bit more obvious, because I've been I feel like the woman is upstairs and the little boy's on the main floor. The woman upstairs, that she's like your typical like olden age dress, like with the white shirt with like the long skirt and the black shoes and like the like very old fashioned. So I was talking to my neighbor and I said to him, I said, is your house haunted? Because his house is older than my house. And I can only imagine what these poor people think when the new chick cross streets like, hey, welcome. Hi. My name's Brittany. Is your house haunted? And they're like, what? And he said that the lady that used to live here, her name was, you ready for this? Pearl. Okay. Apparently she was a real treat. And the neighbors next to us on the right-hand side of us, apparently they were not fans of her. And they used to hang up mirrors to reflect the negative energy back to her because she was so not happy. And so I don't know if it's her who's in the house, because there's two women. There's a woman that owned the house in the 20s, and then there's a woman that bought the house later on. I don't know who it is, but it's been two women that have been here. And so being here in the house by myself, I'm getting like this, like, I'm so happy to be here. I'm able to clean up and do my thing and sort my laundry and do all that stuff, which is kind of difficult to do at nighttime because my laundry is upstairs on the third floor. So I have everything folded, but I have like six things of laundry to put away. Like, isn't that a typical mom life? You do all of the laundry and then you just live out of all the bins. So, but being home and laying on the couch, I will hear what sounds like somebody is either upstairs in the hallway or coming down the stairs. And I've learned just kind of be like, okay, so it's one of them. They're not mean. Like, I don't feel like they're mean. There's nothing like weird going on, but I think they're just like trying to figure out, because I have two little kids that are very rambunctious. And I'm wondering if the lady is just like, what are your children doing? They are crazy people. What the heck? And like, truly, my kids are like, they're not bad kids. They're little boys. They run around. They play. They can be rough with each other. Thankfully, they aren't like aggressively beating each other by any means, but they can be rough and really loud. So I can imagine for a spirit, they're like, okay, this is not what I wanted when I passed away. This is just too damn loud for me. And to be fair, like our city that we live in is fairly old. There's a lot of history here. So as I'm sitting here talking about this, I hear upstairs what sounds like my laundry machine is going on, or my dishwasher's on. I don't have it on. So again, I normally wouldn't hear this stuff when I'm home by myself, but it's nighttime and I'm recording, so everything's relatively quiet. So, but yeah, our history of our city, we have like a ghost walk here, and we are the home of Sleeman Breweries. And I know there's like a famous gangster, and I honestly cannot remember the name to save my life, but he used to come here and drink at one of the bars downtown called the Albion. The Albion is a very famous bar for downtown Guelph, and it has many different like connections. And there's a big connection here to the mafia. So if you're a Guelphite, please send me information so I can update the people on my next podcast or in future podcasts, or I'll just do my own research. But I used to know it, but I'm just under the weather, so I'm not feeling too great. But yeah, I'm happy that I'm starting to get myself feeling a bit better. I'm getting more in the groove. I'm figuring out that when I'm feeling anxious, it's usually because my environment is a bit crazy, and because I'm an energy person, right? So anything that feels that it does, that it's not going to flow properly or isn't visually appealing. So like walking into a place and it's just like a disaster zone and there's a mess, I'm one of those people that will go into a friend's house and I'm like, oh shit, do you want me to do your dishes? Do you want me to sweep for you? Do you want me to fold your clothes? Because I just can't sit down and relax and enjoy because my brain will just go into overdrive and then I become exhausted. And I don't know if any of you guys have ever noticed that. And if not, maybe give it a try, because I used to have such bad anxiety and it was kind of just because I just live life and I just would just throw shit and keep things and pile things up and just not really care. And once I started learning that, you know, everything is things and you can get rid of things all of the time. You can't get rid of your, you can't go out and buy new memories, of course, for the trips and stuff. But anything that you own that's like a physical item, if you get rid of it and then you need it, you can get another one. It's fine. Carry on. Just purge the things and it'll make you feel better, I promise. So, well, I am starting to feel like I'm going to sneeze and I'm going to go have, I think, a very hot Epsom salt bath. So I will be back next week. I promise it'll be a more interesting episode. I apologize. I'm just kind of rambling on to you guys this week. So I hope you have a happy, wonderful evening. Remember to rate me on iTunes and also feel free to send in your emails. I love getting them. I've had quite a few of them. And so I'm just kind of collecting them together to make an episode. But my email is in the description and it's mama.wifelifepodcast@gmail.com. So also that's the exact same name, mama.wifelife on Instagram. So if you want to follow me, shoot me a message, whatever. I'm very responsive. So I hope you guys have a wonderful, wonderful evening and I will talk to you guys later. Okay. Bye.